Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're jumping into something really quite puzzling. Dwarf galaxies. You know, these tiny galaxies are actually throwing a wrench into our standard picture of the cosmos.
They really are. We talk about this dwarf galaxy syndrome, and it covers a few key issues.
Right, like the core cusp problem. Simulations predict dark matter should pile up sharply in the center, a cusp, but what we see is often a flat core.
Exactly. And then there's the diversity problem. Dwarfs that should look similar mass-wise have wildly different core shapes. It's, well, unexpected.
And maybe strangest of all, these baryon-dominated dwarf galaxies, BDDGs, they seem to have way less dark matter than they should.
Yeah, and the usual explanations, things like baryonic feedback, you know, supernova winds blowing gas around, they're starting to feel a bit strained. Like, we keep adding complexity.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, right? Maybe the basic assumption is off.
Precisely. Maybe we're missing something fundamental about gravity or dark matter itself.
Which brings us to the really wild idea we're exploring today. What if gravity isn't fundamental? What if it emerges from information?
It's a paradigm shift, definitely. The it from Qubit idea. Space-time itself isn't the ultimate stage. It's built.
Built from what? Quantum entanglement?
Exactly. From the connections between fundamental quantum bits or qubits. Space-time emerges from their entanglement structure.
So gravity isn't a force pulling things together in the usual sense?
In this view, it's more like an entropic force. Think of it as a statistical tendency. The universe maximizing its quantum interconnectedness. A macroscopic effect.
Okay, so then what's a dark matter halo? No particles.
No particles needed, maybe. It's reimagined as a region of space-time with extremely high entanglement density. That density itself generates the strong gravity we attribute to dark matter.
Wow. Like the amount of quantum connectedness warps space.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
It connects to the holographic principle, information on a surface defining the volume inside. More entanglement, stronger emergent gravity.
So this changes everything, right back to the early universe. Instead of just stuff, you had information.
Picture a primordial infoam. Not a smooth density field, but this complex map of varying entanglement density right from the start.
And that map laid the groundwork for everything, the cosmic web.
That's the idea. High entanglement regions became the seeds for galaxies. And interestingly, this could even explain some weird large-scale things like the CMB cold spot. Maybe they're just large features in that initial information pattern.
And it makes predictions.
Oh, yes. A key one is a potential link between those baryon-dominated dwarfs and patterns in the cosmic microwave background radiation, a statistical correlation.
Okay, let's get specific. How does this apply back to the dwarf galaxy problems? You mentioned testable hypotheses.
Right. Three main ones. Hypothesis one, cusp core information correlation. Basically, whether a dwarf has a cusp or a core depends directly on the primordial entanglement density where it formed. It's imprinted.
So the environment's information content dictates the galaxy's shape.
That's the prediction. Hypothesis two tackles the BDDGs, the BTDG inform void connection. It suggests these baryon-dominated guys are primordial, formed in infoam voids areas with naturally low entanglement density and thus weaker emergent gravity.
So we should find them in cosmic voids, looking old and quiet.
Exactly what you'd look for. Ancient stars, not much recent action, sitting out in the emptier parts of the universe.
Okay, and the third one sounds really different.
It is. Hypothesis three, baryonic feedback as space-time decoherence. This suggests things like supernovae don't just push gas. They could actually change the local emergent gravity.
How?
By causing decoherence, basically disrupting the entanglement in the local space-time field. This could actively flatten a primordial cusp into a core.
So matter and energy feedback directly alters the geometry of space-time itself. That's profound.
A radical feedback loop, yeah. Crucially, all three are testable. We need better measurements of dwarf galaxy motions, their star formation histories, where they live, and new kinds of simulations.
And if these tests pan out, what does it mean for dark matter and dark energy?
They wouldn't be things anymore, not in the particle or weird fluid sense. They'd be emergent properties of this underlying quantum entanglement structure of the vacuum. Even things like the bullet cluster could fit the information field. The entanglement would pass right through while the gas collides.
So dwarf galaxies become tiny labs for quantum gravity, accessible ones.
That's the incredible potential here, probing the nature of reality using these small systems.
So wrapping this up, if this pans out, it's not just cosmology that changes, is it?
No, it challenges our whole notion of physical law. Maybe the laws aren't fixed rules out there, but more like the statistical behavior of this vast cosmic quantum computation. It takes it from Qubit, from philosophy, right into testable science.
Using the smallest galaxies to ask the biggest questions, an entirely new way to see the universe, makes you think. What other fundamental aspects of reality might just be patterns emerging from something even deeper? Definitely something to ponder.